Welcome to the Red Fox Roto Bullpen Report. This is the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast, and today is Saturday. It's August 22nd. We're going to have our normal weekly look at the best sources of saves on the waiver wire today. Before we get to the waiver targets, though, there are some worthy news items to cover since our last episode dropped on Tuesday. The biggest news was the placement of Dodgers closer Edwin Diaz back on the injured list, this time with a neck injury. An MRI revealed no additional damage, but Diaz is now out of play for at least another week and a half. And as bad as he was while on the mound, those in shallower leagues or maybe even up to 12 teamers could consider outright dropping him at this point. It's late enough in the season. Tanner Scott should resume his role as the Dodgers' main closer for however long Edwin Diaz is out this time, which makes Scott a great waiver option for the weekend. Now, Cubs closer Daniel Palencia was activated off the IL after missing around 2 months with a flexor strain. He pitched in his first game back yesterday. He struck out two in a perfect inning. He threw the seventh against the Mariners' 1-2-3 hitters while the Cubs were down by 2 runs. So the Cubs are likely to ease Palencia back in for perhaps a few more appearances at least. But whether he takes his old job back from Jacob Webb is a legitimate question right now. Webb hasn't allowed a run since June 20th. Now let's move on now to our waiver targets for Sunday. We've approached a time of the season when some fantasy teams that have saves well covered, they could start dropping regular full-time closers because they just don't need them anymore. They'll be grabbing starting pitching, extra hitters, whatever they believe will provide more value to them. But it's not unusual to find a full-time closer sitting there on your waiver wire. So this is the time to be diligent, check your league's transactions, don't miss out on a reliable source of saves who could help you. Now, regular listeners know I use the NFBC Online Championship Leagues as my source of ownership percentages. So that's where all the numbers that you'll hear come from. And on that platform, here's a list of some closers who are available in at least one OC league this weekend. Raisel Iglesias, Yoendris Gomez, Pete Fairbanks, and Kenley Jansen. So if you play in even a different NFBC format or you're on another site, which is much more likely, check your own league's waiver wire. A secure closer could be sitting there for you. Now, other closers and timesharers and committee members are much more widely available, and we lead things off with Tanner Scott of the Dodgers, already mentioned earlier. Scott is available in about a third of OC leagues. You know, maybe Edwin Diaz comes back when his 15 days are up early in the following week, but Tanner Scott is at worst a top-tier streaming choice for next week, and clearly he could be much more valuable beyond that. Just depends on the health and effectiveness of Edwin Diaz. Now, Mason Montgomery in Pittsburgh is available in more than half of OCs at 58%. Don Kelly has said he sees Luke Weaver and Montgomery as his ideal eighth and ninth inning pitchers. But since arriving in Pittsburgh, Weaver has pitched the eighth inning 3 times and the ninth inning twice, but both ninth inning appearances came while Pittsburgh was losing, and Weaver does not have a save for the Pirates. Mason Montgomery, on the other hand, has pitched the ninth inning in his last 5 games. He has 3 saves in August, and he's somewhat quietly been one of baseball's best relievers going back to the beginning of July. Since then, he's posted a 0.96 ERA, a 0.59 whip, and just listen to this, 38 strikeouts against 5 walks in 18 and two-thirds innings. That's a 54% strikeout rate. Mason Montgomery needs to be nearly 100% rostered after this week. Luke Weaver may grab a few saves before the end of the year, but this looks like Montgomery's job right now. Kodai Senga of the Mets, he's still out there in about 25% of OCs. Now he's up to 4 saves, and all of them have come in his last 4 games. So he is the Mets closer for as long as Devin Williams is out, which looks like that will be a while longer. Ben Joyce of the Angels is available in 40% of leagues. And with Sammy Natera Jr. on the IL with a back injury, Joyce's main competition is gone, and he would seem to have the closer role to himself. The same is true in San Francisco for Dylan Smith, who's available in 3/4 of OCs, 77%. I mean, Keaton Wynn wasn't actually a threat, but Wynn is now on the IL, so those late innings in San Francisco just tightened up even more. And Smith has been their leader since the trade deadline. He just struck out 5 batters in a 2-inning save a few nights ago. Now, Clayton Beter in Washington is one of the epitomes of rollover skills when all you need are saves. He has just 1 save in August, but Beter has also had the Nationals' last 4 saves. He is their closer, for whatever that's worth. He's available in just 11% of OC league. So, I mean, he's not a comfortable option, but he is an option nonetheless. Now, speaking of uncomfortable, Jordan Romano of the Rockies, he's still available in 34% of OCs. It's Colorado. The risks are obvious. It's Jordan Romano. The risks are even more obvious. But he's got 8 saves in the 14 games that he has pitched for the Rockies. Now let's just continue with this theme of discomfort and add Hogan Harris from Sacramento. He's not a great pitcher. He could hurt your ratios. But Harris also has all 3 of the A's saves in August. He is their top choice for the 9th inning. And he's available in almost half of leagues. Now, Jacob Webb of the Cubs is, he's probably going to be dropped by some people who see that Daniel Palencia is back. But I think there's still a good chance he gets a save next week, which would make him a cheap streamer in some leagues, and he should be still a hold in all others. He's only available in about 15% of leagues, but this is more of a suggestion just to not drop him yet, just because Palencia was activated, because Palencia could take some time to overcome Webb in the 9th inning, if that even happens at all. Now, in Kansas City, Steven Cruz is available in a little over half of OCs. And Cruz still looks like the top choice in KC. He has 3 of their August saves. He's not the only choice, though. Nate Pearson saved another game last night. He has 2 saves in August. And he's available in 99% of leagues. So that 60-40 Cruz-Pearson split that we have so far in August favors Cruz, and it's probably a good guide for how to approach the rest of the season there. Now, our duo in Baltimore looks like a trio, a full committee now. Rico Garcia got a save yesterday. Yennier Cano and Andrew Kittredge, they should still be involved. I think we can call this one a committee. I would still favor Kittredge amongst them if you're just targeting a streamer for next week at the bottom of your bidding queues. And then beyond Kittredge, I would add Rico Garcia next before I even thought about Yennier Cano. So I'll finish up with Justin Martinez in Arizona. He is back off the IL. He's appeared in two games. He's available in 100% of OCs because he was never drafted in those leagues. So he's someone almost everyone should be able to target. There will be volatility here. He's just a stash for now. Brandon Garcia has filled in for most of the Diamondback saves lately, so he should still be a solid streaming option at 35% available. But it is Justin Martinez who has a good chance to take over and perhaps lead the team in September saves, as long as he can just perform decently. So Martinez is our best stash play this week. Now, that was a lot of names. It's still a great time to stream saves off the waiver wire. And this is just further proof that there are always saves available and we can make moves in the saves category no matter how late it gets in the season. So it's time now to bring in the Red Fox Roto Kid, Henry, for his weekly recap of the best options we have for our Sunday saves bidding. Take it away, Henry.
Thanks, Dad. Okay, so first there is Tanner Scott and Mason Montgomery. They are the top priorities for this week. Kodai Senga, Ben Joyce, and Dylan Smith are, again, strong targets. And Justin Martinez is the best September stash.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Very good. And thanks to everyone for listening to the Bullpen Report on the FTN Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I'm back Tuesday with the weekend recap and news. Until then, Henry.
Let's close it out.